Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. This week's program is coming to you from the Coffee Zone in Jefferson City, Missouri, so we're probably going to have a little bit of background sound. I don't know if you can hear Frank Sinatra in the background, but that's just one of the many noises you'll hear here in the morning at the best coffee place you're going to find. Of course, you got to come to Jefferson City to find it. Well, first of all, I want to thank our sponsors for the Zimcast, and that includes Novus International, a leader in animal health and nutrition for the poultry, beef, aqua, dairy, and pork markets, as well as Leica Geosystems, when it has to be right. So, let's get on to this week's program, and it is Ag Week, National Agriculture Week, when we celebrate the bounty that we have here in the United States due to America's farmers and ranchers, who we want to thank very much. And the big activity, of course, will be coming up on National Agriculture Day. To learn more about it, this week in the program, I have the chair of the Agriculture Council of America, and that's Linda Tank with CHS, Inc., and Linda's going to tell us all about Ag Day.
Linda, for people who don't know, tell us a little bit about you and what you do.
Sure, I'd be happy to. I work for a company called CHS, and we are an agriculture cooperative, and we're owned by farmers and ranchers across the United States, and we are primarily involved in energy, grains, and food. So we provide farmers, producers, and their cooperatives all the things they need to grow their crops and raise their livestock, and then help them find good markets for the crops that they harvest.
All right. Well, we've got, like I said, Ag Day coming up, and I know you probably are having a little bit of work to do as the chair involved with this. So let's first of all just tell us, why do we have Ag Day?
Well, you know, Ag Day is just a great opportunity for all of us involved in agriculture to really celebrate all the wonderful things that American agriculture has done for this country over the years. And CHS, my company, has been a longtime sponsor and involved for many years, just because we think, particularly with today's consumers, with some consumers, you know, they're a little bit farther removed from the farm, and perhaps maybe don't have as much experience or understanding in terms of what American farmers do and where their food comes from. So that's really the objective of Ag Day, is to celebrate agriculture. And our theme, I think, for this year captures that pretty well. The theme for this year's Ag Day is American agriculture, abundant, affordable, amazing.
Great. Well, and there are a lot of activities that take place, and one of those is this major one coming up in Washington, D.C. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. CHS, and there are quite a few other agricultural organizations and companies who have their members on the Ag Council of America that are involved in planning National Ag Day activities. And as I said, a primary focus of Ag Day events are in Washington, D.C. on Capitol Hill, so that all of us involved in agriculture can really use that opportunity to share with our nation's lawmakers and legislators, again, the importance of agriculture to everyone in the country. So next Thursday, March 18th, we have a day full of activities. We're going to start out at 8 a.m. at USDA, and Agricultural Secretary Vilsack is going to join folks there for coffee at 8 a.m., and we're looking forward to having about 100 young folks in agriculture joining us, and they will be FFA members, 4-H members, Ag Futures of America students, and also some outstanding young producer farmers from across the country. They, as well as others, will be in the audience for that first event. The second event of the day is going to be a luncheon from 11:30 to 1:30 p.m., and that's going to be held at the Capitol Visitors Center, which is a wonderful new facility in Washington, right near the Capitol. And anyone is welcome to attend. any of our Ag Day events. But the audience that we really hope will join us for that luncheon are the members of Congress and particularly their staffers who work so closely with our members of Congress to understand what those of us in agriculture are bringing as we bring our concerns to the Hill. And then the third and final event in Washington, D.C. for next Thursday is a dinner. In the evening, we'll be back at the USDA, and we'll be having a lovely dinner to celebrate agriculture and many individuals who work in agriculture in Washington, D.C., and actually from throughout the United States will be attending that dinner. Broadcaster Orion Samuelson will be our Master of Ceremonies and actually our national essay contest winner will be receiving recognition, and we'll share the winning essay with the folks who are attending that dinner.
Great. Well, wonderful. Wish I could be there, but I can't, but that's okay. And, you know, I've got to make a comment, too, on, since we're in communications in this industry, that it does seem like a little bit more work has gone into the website for Ag Day. Because just looking at it, I see that we have Ag Day on Twitter. There's a blog now and a Facebook page and new ads that have been produced, including some flash animation in there, which looks kind of cool. So really seems like a lot of work has gone into this at a really kind of important time when you consider some of the issues facing agriculture right now.
That's it, exactly. And to your point, we hope that people who are interested in learning more about Ag Day will go to the website, which is www.agday.org, and there are all kinds of resources there, as you mentioned. And I think we recognize, although we wish everyone could join us in Washington, D.C. next Thursday for all those activities, there are many other wonderful things that are going to be happening on Ag Day or Ag Week throughout the United States. And so the website is filled with all kinds of tools to help people plan and celebrate Ag Day in their own communities. And I think to your point also about how we, you know, spread the message that American agriculture is abundant and affordable and amazing, with social media really coming into the forefront with how consumers and all of us are communicating these days, we just wanted to make sure that those Ag Day and agriculture messages were easily accessible for people who use all kinds of communication to get their information.
Well, that's the world we live in, and you know, there's lots more choices, and that certainly has made communications today different and in some ways more challenging. But I'm certainly glad to see that the Ag Council has taken the approach to start using some of these other channels too. And so anything else about Ag Day that you might want people to know, and maybe a little bit of behind the scenes of who's been working on this and the, you know, the kind of time and effort it goes into making this happen?
Sure. Well, as you know, the group that's responsible for planning and hosting our National Ag Day events is really a group of committed individuals from the agricultural industry that make up the Ag Council of America. And those are folks in leadership from just a wide cross-section of organizations. We have commodity groups represented. We have other producer organizations represented. We have many agricultural companies. We have myself from CHS. We have folks from DuPont on the board. We have a gentleman from National FFA on the board, folks from Agri-Marketing Publishing, former president of National Corn Growers, a gentleman from Walmart, a scientist from the CAST organization, again, the livestock commodity group, so a very good cross-section, I think, of agricultural leaders. But there's always room for more voices at the table and more folks involved. So if you are or any others are involved in learning more about Ag Day and Ag Council of America, again, I would just encourage them to go to the website and leave us a message and we'll be in touch. We can always use, you know, more good thoughts and ideas to create more visibility and just make sure we all do our part to share the good news of American agriculture.
All right. Well, we'll encourage them to do that, and I want to thank you very much, Linda. It, like I said, it really looks like we're getting the word out as good or better than we ever have, and that, you know, goes to say a lot for the effort that's gone into this with people like yourself and others, as you said, who are serving on the Ag
sure.
Council.
And, you know, one thing I should mention is we have two key sponsors who have been very, very long-term supporters of agriculture, both with their leadership on Ag Council of America and also their funding. And those Ag Day partners are John Deere and Archer Daniels Midland, or ADM. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I think a special thanks to those two key sponsors.
Right. Well, again, thank you very much. That's Linda Tank with CHS, who is the chair this year for the Ag Council of America, putting on another great Ag Day.
Well, that's our Zimcast for this week. I really appreciate Linda for taking time to talk with me, and hope everybody will celebrate and have a wonderful Ag Week this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.